Okay, so welcome to this session on mathematics teachers as designers, and we have a truly international perspective here. We have five distinguished speakers who will all who have been given three questions to answer. And first of all, I would like to name those speakers. That is Michel Attic from France, Veronica Gitana from Brazil. And we have Binyang Zhu from China, Takeshi Miyakawa from Japan, and Kenneth Rathman from the UK. So you see this wonderful picture there. So you can imagine what it means for teachers to design and for how many resources. The structure of the session is the following. I give this brief introduction. And then I hand over quickly to the panel participants with three questions. And I call them W questions, although they are not quite all W. But why are teacher design activities relevant? Why would teachers design? What would teachers design? What are the most interesting, challenging design tasks? And how would teachers design? What sorts of design approaches would they use and under which conditions? So they have approximately 10 minutes, and they have all provided slides. So this is all on the slide. And then we have approximately 30 minutes for a plenary discussion. Now, very briefly, I would like to talk about this teacher design capacity that we've talked earlier, teacher design and teacher design capacity, which was discussed in our paper, that is Lux, Ghislaine, and my paper in 2017 in the special issue. And there we looked at what teacher design might be, and we hung it on to 10 questions, actually, at the time, which are sort of the typical questions that we work with in the Netherlands when we work with teachers in terms of design. It is known as the curricular spiderweb in the Netherlands, and those are the 9 or 10 questions that we ask. And following from that, and using the curriculum literature, as well as the mathematics education literature, we developed what we thought was teacher design capacity in our area. And teacher design capacity, we said, would be a goal, would need to include that the teacher is aware and it's working with a goal or points of reference for the design, a kind of orientation, which is very clear when we talk about curriculum design. So in other words, the teacher needs to know the status quo, what do students know, what problems do they have in terms of misconceptions, as well as, of course, where the teacher is heading in terms of his or her mathematical didactical designs. The teacher also has to understand, under this category of goal or orientation, to understand the larger, that is national curriculum guidelines, and the smaller picture, of course, that is the learning trajectory for particular mathematical topic areas of his or her design with respect to the curriculum. That is it a task, an activity, is it a lesson sequence, is it the departmental format of work for all pupils of a particular grade, and so on. And also under the third point, under this goal and orientation, to discern where it fits in the short term, so that is for a lesson cycle, as well as for the long term, that is connecting topic to areas across grades. The second point we mentioned was a set of design principles, which we thought must be firm but flexible. And so in other words, a teacher needs a set of universals, in inverted commas, for the design or principles, which are evidence-informed from their own practice, for example, and supported by justification for their choices. We call those robust principles. At the same time, these principles must be flexible enough, didactically flexible in particular, to adapt to new challenges and contexts so that the teacher's frame of reference can grow and expand, perhaps cover new areas or differentiate or validate within existing frames. And the last criterion we thought, or dimension, was reflection in action type of often implicit understandings. And they're kind of realizations, we thought. A teacher needs to be able to generate relationships or informed potential lines of action, which are often not observable and which develop in the course of instruction. And we referred also to this design in use that we talked about at an earlier stage. So this was our idea, which we outlined in that paper, of teacher design and teacher design capacity. Now I hand over to Michelle, who will talk, answer the three questions.
I am not sure that I will answer the three questions at all. but derrière, it will be better. So, Birgit asked us to set up a bit our contextual characteristic from where we are speaking. So, are we okay?
Yeah.
I have not my glasses. Where are my glasses? In my.
Because it's a presenter mode. It's a presenter mode, and in the presenter mode, I need my glasses.
This is live.
Yeah.
Live presenter.
Well, some adaptation. So, it is sure that I have never been a secondary or a primary teacher. So I do not have a first-hand experience of design as a teacher. I have always been a researcher and working at university. But from the beginning of my career, I have been involved in the activity of the IREM of Paris, the Institute of Research for Mass Teaching in Paris, and I have been part of the IREM network. So I think that my vision of design is strongly influenced by this specific context, the context of the IREM in France, and the fact that in the IREMs we work collaboratively in mixed groups with teachers, with teacher educators, with researchers in math education, with mathematicians, and we work on same themes. And an important part of our activity is to design, to collectively design. So I am sure that my vision is informed by that and influenced by that. And also the fact that design is considered a normal teacher activity in the French educational system, at least for secondary teachers. And as was in many other countries, we have a diversity of existing resources and sources for teacher design. And of course, I mentioned the IREMs and the resources produced by the IREMs, but there is also the IFE, all the resources of the Hermel group for primary education, the collective such as CESAMAT that has attracted the attention of researcher in the documentational approach, and a lot of collectives, and even also a personal website and so on that are very rich. So I come to why. Of course, the answer depends on the exact meaning given to design activity, and you have clearly. So I adopt, as you adopt, a wide vision in line with the documentational approach, including in design any form of combination, complementation, redesign of existing resources. And as recently reading papers about creativity linked to MC Square project, I have seen that they distinguish between mathematical creativity with a big C and mathematical creativity with a small c. And I think that it could be interesting to distinguish between design with a small d, which is for everyone, and design with a big D, which is not something compulsory, perhaps reserved to some, and with different characteristics. So if I have this vision, the question is, do teacher design? Yes, teacher do design. Yeah. The answer is yes, there is no possibility to say another thing. Why teacher design? So I would like to rephrase a bit the questions, saying what needs do teacher design answer? And what does this design offer more globally beyond answering teachers' personal needs? And first, it seems to me that, of course, the teacher have a lot of resources, but external resources that teacher access always have some kind of generic objects that have been to be tailored to a particular case, their particular case. And of course, we can say, and Takeshi said this morning, that you will make the adaptation on the spot in the classroom. But I think that when adaptation is not at all anticipated before, and just made on the spot, it is a source of work overload during the classroom sessions and counterproductive didactic decision. So for me, this is important. So there is also the fact that teacher design activity, and we have a lot of evidence for that, if carefully supported, can be an essential component of their professional development. So for me, it's important. And I think that because I have been part of design teams all along my life, that teacher experience and specific expertise that I do not have as a researcher is necessary in design teams. So this is a more global why. What would teacher design? My question would be, why should we limit the extension of teacher design? Why? What are the most interesting challenging tasks? I will question also, interesting, challenging for whom? For the individual teacher, for some collective she or he belongs to, and we have seen example, beautiful examples this morning, for other communities. So I think that we have to precise the question. And if I look at my personal experience in collectives, and recently the most challenging task design task I have met in the last decade, I would say, it was, for instance, designing for real interdisciplinary projects, mixing a diversity of expertise, and taking into account the systemic condition and constraints, and what is ecologically viable, what is acceptable as workload for a teacher. And second, designing sequences of tasks, combining the progression of mathematics knowledge and the progression of more transversal competencies that have been introduced in the curricula, such as modeling, for instance, and not just beautiful, isolated tasks and sequences. For me, these are really big challenges. And in these design types, we can really help teachers to face very difficult problems that cannot be solved individually, in my opinion. How? I just make some advertisement for the one of the last IGMI study, because with Ken we had to read this study to make some chapters, some post-chapters, and it is clear that how does not have one unique answer. If you read this book, you see the diversity of possible answers to this question, and how they depend from contextual characteristics, from cultural approaches, from theoretical approaches. So for me, this question is very open. It is sure that in my French didactic culture, the theory of didactic situation, and now the anthropological theory of the didactic with the notion of study and research path are very influential and even permeate the vision of design that we can have in schools. And also, of course, there is a model of didactical engineering coming from research. So they influence the vision of possible answers, but they are not the unique answers. And personally, and certainly due to my IREM experience, I am especially sensitive to the affordance of collective, iterative, and reflective design for teachers, to the importance of designing sequences, providing a teaching progression, and taking in charge the different moments of the study process and not focusing on the most visible moments, such as the first encounter, but going up to the assessment moment. And then to the difficulties that we still meet at having research knowledge taken into consideration. And this is even the case in IREM books, I would say. So I was very fascinated by the presentation this morning from our colleagues from China and Japan, measuring the distance between our teaching cultures. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, I'm here representing Britain. And as those of you from Europe know, things in Britain have taken a bit of a turn over the last couple of years, and they're taking a turn in Italy as we speak. What's happened is that those that are the high-minded have learned that there are people that have different views that need to be taken into account, even if they don't find those views entirely comfortable. So I come here from Britain. I'm afraid I'm going to have to offer a slightly contrarian perspective. But of course, those of you in Europe have got used to this now, because this has been going on for quite some time. A very brief history, which I won't develop at length, but round about 2000, we had initiated a national curriculum for about 10 years. And the then government decided that this wasn't improving school standards fast enough. So they introduced a massive school development program. And part of this idea was that each school, the teachers of mathematics and indeed of each other subject, would develop the school's own scheme of work. And although they could use commercial or standard curriculum resources, the idea was that they would customize these to be sensitive to the local conditions, to take account of the particular interests and characteristics of students and so on. And this became an institutionalized expectation that teachers should do this. We know, because we have an inspection system in Britain, that in some schools, this worked extremely well. But by and large, it was schools that were very well resourced, that were in favorable circumstances, that had no problem recruiting teachers, and where the teachers, this is the most important point, could agree on a common pedagogical orientation. But most schools don't fit those characteristics, and in most schools, it became a struggle to do this. So there was a scheme of work on paper, but teachers still found themselves bound by the expectation that they should be developing their own resources and their own teaching. So when I looked at the definition of teacher design in the paper, on the one hand, you could say that this is a very soft notion of teacher design. I could feel as a teacher a little bit like Monsieur Jourdain. Goodness, I have been designing all of my life. But in practice, we know that when people start using words like design, it carries heavier, more elevated connotations. And this is what I want to talk about. A double bind, I think many of you will be familiar with the term, but I ought to define it to start with. So this is a situation in which someone is confronted with two irreconcilable demands. One's pulling one way, one's pulling the other, and you can't actually meet them both. So in preparing for this, I read the newspapers. The Observer is a national Sunday newspaper. This is an article from a couple of weeks ago, and it's very typical of the articles that are appearing in the national press in Britain at the moment. So we have the journalist that's found the case of Lintel to illustrate a phenomenon. Now, Lintel is an engineer who, perhaps in his mid-30s, has decided to move into teaching and has been very, very enthusiastic about it. And as it says here, he's pouring his soul into what he calls choreographing the classroom. So this idea is that five times a day he must put on a performance and he must manage a performance by the students. And he's spending an awful lot of time doing this. his estimation, which I find absolutely incredible, I mean, he's teaching 25 hours a week, and he's got lots of other things to do as a teacher, but he, officially, he's meant to be spending an hour preparing for each hour of teaching, but in practice, he claims he's spending around 2 hours, and he's burning the candle, as we say in English, at both ends in order to do this. And this has led him, actually, reluctantly, to decide that he can't live up to the standards that he wants and that his colleagues expect in terms of preparation, and so he is going to leave teaching. And this is not an isolated phenomenon. Obviously, the journalist has chosen a case that illustrates in a rather graphic way what's happening. But as she points out, demographically, around 9% of the teaching workforce quits rather than retires each year. Now, this might just be anecdotes, and it might just be a particular point in time. So I'm going to go back to the last major survey that was done in Britain. It was actually of mathematics and science teachers, but I've taken out the mathematics teachers. And I've just chosen two of the items which I think capture what this is all about. So teachers were asked about how satisfied or dissatisfied they were about the hours that they spend working. And you'll see that 50% are dissatisfied. Only 20% are satisfied. On the other hand, they were also asked about how satisfied they were with the freedom they had to teach in the way that they chose. And there you can see the picture's very different. Over half are satisfied with the freedom that they have, and just over 20% are dissatisfied. So on the one hand, they hate the hours, but on the other hand, it's the satisfaction of doing things their own way that keeps them in the profession. And, of course, they ran a regression analysis on this. That's what statisticians do. And they found that, in fact, I've chosen these two items because they were two of the best predictors of whether or not people would remain in teaching. So, in other words, one of the things driving people out of teaching is dissatisfaction with the working hours. But equally, if they're dissatisfied with their freedom to teach, they'd leave as well. But in general, they're not. So this was in 2006. This was before the economic crash. In the years since that crash, teacher salaries have declined in real terms by 10%. But also the class sizes have increased. The hours of contact have increased. That's how somebody can end up teaching 25 hours a week. Having to prepare a lesson for each of these. So this is the design double bind that we're at risk in this community of contributing to creating. I think an important factor here is things change when something becomes an institutionalized expectation rather than being voluntary and optional, because the locus of control shifts. It shifts externally to the person, and I think that greatly increases the pressure. And in British schools, we have a very high-stakes culture. There are very regular inspections of teachers and schools. There are league tables published of examination results and so on. And so teachers work in a culture which is very punitive towards them. So you can see the design double bind. I think you've understood what it is, so I'm not going to read out what's on the screen. And I'm now going to answer the questions. Birgit will be relieved to know. My point on teacher design is how much should there be? I think that's the missing question. And my answer to that is that teachers should be expected to engage in design only to such an extent that their workload remains reasonable. Then the questions that Birgit asked, why? And so those design activities that teachers do undertake, they should increase the satisfaction that they get from teaching, and they should clearly help to improve the quality of their teaching. They shouldn't just be done to meet an administrative edict. What and how, I think, are secondary matters. As Michelle has said in her presentation, there's evidence that in different contexts, very different answers to those questions, and so I leave that as a pragmatic thing. I noticed that I've missed out my last slide, which was to turn the other thing round about who should design. And my view is that it shouldn't be an expectation that teachers should design with a capital D, that we need specialist teams to do that. that it's very important that those teams do include people that have experience of teaching at the level concerned, and it's very important that those teams include specialists in the terms of the curriculum aim that there is. The second thing is, it's really important that those resources, those teaching materials, are trialled by ordinary teachers and that good feedback is taken so that their materials are ecologically robust in a range of circumstances. And so that trialing should be across a range of circumstances. And that, I think, is the secret to producing robust, generalizable resources that will make the workload of teachers reasonable and will make the work that they do effective. So that's my contribution.
Thank you very much.
I sweep over your chairs, or you sit also?
No, I sit here.
You want to sit? Okay, yeah. Then we have to. Okay. I thought you wanted to speak.
wait. No, this is not mine. This is mine. I would like to answer the three questions posed by Birgitte about on teachers' design, mainly from the practical perspective, and it will be in line with what I presented in this morning. So the first question was why the teacher design activity are relevant. I think from the practical perspective, I'm not sure to what extent we can say it is relevant. And I'm not against the teacher design, but we cannot say it depends on the content or what they design. And also, I think it also depends on the kind of policy that the country takes. As long as I know, comparing to France in Japan, there is less freedom. I'm not sure to what extent, but less freedom for the teacher to design the task. In Japan, usually in the ordinary teaching, the use of textbooks is an obligation. The teacher has to use the textbook by regulation. I think in East Asian country, most of the country, the teacher, there is this kind of regulation. Of course, in France, they have a kind of the pedagogical freedom for the teacher, and the teacher may use or may not use the textbook. So in this way, if the teacher has to use the textbook, it's very normal that the teacher rely on much on the textbook for the teaching. But on the other hand, I think the problem, the kind of double bind, the teacher designer and the teacher free textbook. I'm not saying that the Japanese textbook is a teacher-free textbook, but in some countries, in Asian countries, for example, as I know, there is a country where the textbook, they don't call textbook, they call something like a module, and the teacher has to follow everything it is written in this text. So in that case, there are much less freedom for the teacher to design something. So that's why I say that it at first depends on the policy that country takes. But on the other hand, in the case of Japan, for the professional development, especially in the lesson study, we ask the teacher to design the task, the lesson. Especially we ask the teacher to have a lesson, special lesson, who have never done by someone else. So this is not for the ordinary lesson, but especially for the profession in the context of professional development. So that's why the Japanese people are convinced with the importance of the teacher design, of designing of a lesson, in terms of for the professional development. So in fact, as I showed in my presentation this morning, that in order to prepare the special lesson, there are several kinds of different kinds of the documentation work are necessary. So that's why there's a lesson study, and also sometimes we have a practice research or kind of action research. And for the next question, what the teacher design? So I, from the Japanese perspective, I explained in this morning, and I'd like to give an answer from a little bit theoretical perspective, not a Japanese perspective, because in the morning Birgit said I'm half French. I'm a little bit French. So I'm usually, for the research and teachers' collective works, I'm using the French framework, which is an anthropological theory of the didactics. From this perspective, I can say something about what the teaching can design. So in this perspective, there is a the idea which is called the level of didactic co-determination. That means that the teaching in the classroom, there are several elements that affect the teaching of classroom. So it's not only the mathematical thing, but also some kind of the element from society, or the element for civilization affect the teaching. So from this perspective, the Shivarah, he proposed an idea of the thematic confinement, or he said also thematic autism. That means that the teacher cannot control, usually they cannot control the factor, the constraint beyond the thematic level. That means, for example, the teacher wants to teach, interdisciplinary works instead of teaching, for example, mathematics. Or instead of teaching, for example, algebra, I don't like teaching algebra. The teacher cannot say like this. But because the teaching algebra is determined from the upper level of the constraint. So that means that from this perspective, we could say that there's something the teacher can design and something that cannot be designed. And then this decision will be made not by the teacher, but from different elements which belong to the different level of the co-determination. So this is the answer for the second question. And the third one, how would teacher design? And this one I will reply from the Japanese perspective, especially in the lesson study. So as Michelle said, that the diversity of diverse way of designing. So of course, in Japan, this is not only the one way of design the lesson, but in the lesson study, usually there is a similar way of process of designing the lesson. I'd like to show this. In fact, the lesson study in Japan is a little bit different from the lesson study which is carried out in other countries. Usually there is the dialectic between the individual work and the collective works. And here I wrote, for example, in the beginning, there's a kind of a task design. And then after the task design, usually there's a discussion with the colleague, with the small groups. And then there's some kind of going back at this level. And then the teacher write a lesson plan. So here, the teacher designed the lesson and then write a lesson plan, and then they will have another meeting, more a little formal meeting with other teachers, with a big group, and then after that the teacher revise a lesson plan, and then sometimes before the open lesson or public lesson, the teacher do some trial in other classes, and then there is the open lesson. Open lesson is something kind of the result of his work. And after the open lesson, usually they have a discussion with the participants, and then later on there's the writing of a practice report, etc. So in this way, this is a one way to develop the teacher to design in a special lesson, not on ordinary lesson. If it's an ordinary lesson, they don't write the lesson plan. Yes. So this is the answer. Just from the lessons.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm a real Chinese. our used practical reasons and the practical information to answer the three questions, why, what, and how. And yeah, why are teachers' design activities relevant? This is a very practical reason. In China, a teacher plays multiple roles in schools. A teacher in China, or Chinese teacher, they must do teaching, of course, but they also must do research. So we have teaching research group and office and so on. They must also do consulting. That means they take care of the students in the school very often. And then, of course, they must be a lifelong learner. Yeah, this is the very practical requirement from the Chinese society, actually. And of course, the teachers play some roles, and in order to realize the educational tasks, general educational tasks, that means to develop students' ability to analyze or solve problems, to build the self-confidence of the student, and so on. So we see playing these roles, and in order to realize the educational tasks, there are a lot of ways or a lot of phases, a lot of elements do. Teachers need to teach structured knowledge. They need to think, or they design sequence of the learning tasks. Of course, they need to think how to do the how to use or create the creative strategy, and how to evaluate process, and how to adjustment of the process, and so on. So such elements between the two stages, playing roles and realize the education tasks, can reflect some nature of the designs. They need to design, they need to evaluation, they need to adjustment and the redesign, and so on. So this is the why. And what would teachers design? And I want from the two levels. One is micro level, and the teacher need to design learning targets of the each lessons. And then the teachers design also sequence of mathematics tasks. The task designs is very popular in the Chinese math classrooms. And of course, teachers also think how to assess the learning performance in each classes. So they also design the assessment tools, and then they design the lesson plan for the whole teachings. And from the macro level, teacher design also teaching research proposals focused on the practical problems I just mentioned in the lecture that the teachers, most of the experienced teachers, they want to do some researches, just like scientific researchers, and to understand the practical problem and to solve such problems. Of course, they, the teacher also involved in the design, the professional development programs. So we have professional development programs. So we often invited very special teachers, experienced teachers to involve such programs. So they are also involved in the design of such programs. And then what are the most interesting challenges design tasks? I just focus on very micro level. There are some tasks that arouse students' interest and explorations. We do a lot of cases, researches with teachers. We design together, the, for example, HPM perspectives, the teacher teaching cases, and also the tasks that eliminate students' misunderstandings. We use we work together with the teachers, design something from the variation series, and also the tasks that present interrelations between mathematics and other subjects. Now, it's again the focus, the STEM education is also in China very popular. We need to design how to realize such STEM educations. And how would teachers design? That's again the very typical in China, because we do something always from top down. So the researchers developed such action education research design. This is the framework. And this action education framework has been developed by the researcher scientific research teams. And action education offers an effective way for teachers and researchers to collaborate so that they may improve themselves through learning from each other. So this contributes to the solutions of the missing paradigm in teachers' professional learning and to the design of more effective and realistic learning programs and so on. So there are some theoretic ideas why this framework of action educations. So how the teachers can follow such a framework of the education action educations? So we have three steps. Step one, a group of the teachers invites one or two researchers to study related materials and share their views and experience with the aim of enrich teachers' professional knowledge of educational theory. They can choose a specific lesson as a case for discussion in order to look for ways to improve their pedagogy skills. And then the second step is colleges and the researchers participate in observation of the revised lessons, reflect on the effectiveness of this lesson, and make amendments to the lesson plan. And the third step is the revised lessons is implemented and is followed by the post-lesson discussions and the teachers' reflective writing on the process. So such a process is repeated several times in each school terms so as to set up a knowledge base for the action education. So this is the framework, practice framework for the teachers. So this what I want to share with you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I will try to bring some contribution from Brazil. I'm Veronica Gitirana. First of all, I will take the I took the questions, and I will look to the teacher's documental genesis, but not just to analyze teacher practice, but as a way to look at the how teachers design to improve their documentation and in-service and pre-service teacher training. I also started to think about the curriculum ergonomy, that because the teachers need to create or recreate curriculum material on the perspective that we think in Brazil. I will point out when I think about what we have to design and what's more interesting or challenging. I will not answer the whole question, of course, but I will bring some interesting dispositive and interesting text and the curriculum design also. I was very glad because it will coincide with Artig. That's the challenge. The most challenge was the modeling. And about how I started inspired with instructional design by Gali and the methodology, reflexive methodology from the DADI to work with the design in teacher training. But first of all, I have to return to Brazil next month and to see what's our some of our problem? Because we have as many of the other countries, we are too big and too diverse. We are diverse in social aspects. We have to have a material for resources for the people who are very rich, as you can see the kids playing in the grass. And we are also have to educate the pupils when you have the communities with lack a lot of resources. We have indigenous people who have another kind of material, another kind of cultural situation, cultural aspects that we have to respect. I'd like to thank to Remla for the talk and because it makes me think more about the cultural difference and how can I design, how a specialist can design material when they don't know the culture, even the city. The people who design it doesn't know the reality in the communities that some call favela. So this cultural and social diversity with the inequality on regional distribution, it's a great problem for us. That's why I think that we have to have the teachers design. There's no way to in Brazil to have only specialists concentrated on the rich part of the city to design. And they don't know the students' knowledge, behavior, they don't know the social reality, they don't know the timing. Each of the students in each culture do the task, and also the problems of the school community. We can know a little bit, but not it's not sufficient. So I will, sorry, it's a bit cut. I will talk about two experience. Mm-hmm. I will talk quickly on two different I'm Brazilian. So I will talk quickly about two different experiences that we did on teacher training. One was a project that we put the glass. We had a big country with a lot of teachers, so we had to take a lot of teachers on teacher training. So we designed a teacher training on for them to redesign games. So we took a kind of resource that is very in the line of what Adler called the resource transparency, that go too much on ludic aspect and many times lose the mathematical teaching. So it's a problem. So we work with them on redesign. So the idea was getting in the collective, they choose a game, a cultural game, and they had designed to explore mathematics in class. So this is an example from Andrade. And with this material, they try with the colleagues, they try with the students, they write about, and we published a book. And with this book, they do teacher training. So it's a real aspect of design that go toward the... And in this work, they designed the game, They design activities to explore the game, mathematical activities. And also we discovered during the project that a very interesting idea is creating classes, modeling classes to with design, okay? To explore mathematics. And in this project, we also worked with recyclable material for not for being able to all the materials goes in any place. Anyone could make the game. And today we are still, it was in 2011, and the book was printed in 2030. And today we are still, the teachers are still working with this material. And inspired by the DADI, we started a longer project, I won't take longer, with the aspects of the design, but aspects of reflecting about the material, but in pre-service teacher training. Because we start to think also that why you have to wait for teacher practice, but go to teacher training in the first initial teacher training. So we joined the Documental Genesis, working collaboratively. One thing that I think is very, very important, the design, the being the author of the material, so self-confidence make the teachers more interested, and you have the support of the web. I will leave here the, it was without the line, but no problem. I will leave here the map on how this the teachers evaluated on the, how they analyzed the mathematical domain from the beginning of the process to the end. But we started with the students with hard difficult on identifying the mathematical on the plane. And at the end, they started to argue about the data and predicting new strategy and how this mobilizes mathematics. So it's a very good evolution for the students in the who stop in the middle of the course. And also, we started with the students doing the task. I say doing the task, I do it because the teacher demanded, asked to do, required. And they, at the end, they asked to do another test because it's not, they recreate another thing. So it's quite an evolution. Just to finish ending, answering. How are teacher design activity relevant? For me, teacher design activity is relevant in cultural and social diversity country, as in Brazil, because we need teachers' flexibility to recreate activities adequate to their cultural and social context. Integrating the actor teachers who knows better the didactic variables of their own students motivates time, previous knowledge, and all variables of their own work. And why? That's, I think this is all when or where. It showed to be relevant, a relevant set of activities for teacher training, redesign a math game, write, test, redesign, investigate, and publish in a long-term design process. Because being author is a moment to be involved in a reflect, and it shortened the time they consider some important resources in their documentation, such as pupil voices, and observing their structures as a resource to have think-teaching aspects. It shown to be a didactical situation for teacher training. They assume as their own product, and the way they perceive it's well done and or not. They also improve the liberty to think, creativity, to innovate, and self-confidence that in our country is quite important because of the small valorization of teaching, of teachers. And it changed their behavior related to the error. They started to speak about their own error and the absence of knowledge. Thank you very much.